Ladies, if you're in a relationship with a guy right now, you are definitely aware that sometimes men screw it up. I don't need to tell you. You live it. Come on. If you listen to my show, which you obviously do, you'll know that Terry was writing a card to me for our anniversary while we were waiting to go into the restaurant for dinner. But let me tell you how your man can make things better. He can send you some flowers from thebouqs.com. That's Bouqs, like bouquet, B-O-U-Q-S. Bouqs flowers are grown at eco-friendly farms on the side of a volcano. Seriously, a volcano. Their blooms are larger. The colors are more vibrant. It's a better soil and more sun at a lofty 10,000 feet thing. Gorgeous flowers might make you forget that he forgot. Again. And this type of relationship repair doesn't cost much either, because Bouqs prices start at a mere $40. There are no upcharges, no extra fees. Even delivery is absolutely free once you register with the Bouqs. And the Bouqs is going to let me give one of my listeners whose man screwed up some free flowers. Just email your story to ideserveflowers@gmail.com. I'll announce the winner on my live show podcast. But don't wait, because right now listeners to this show save 20% off the bouquet of their choice. Just go to Bouqs.com and enter promo code Heather. That's B-O-U-Q-S.com, promo code Heather. Bouqs.com, promo code Heather. It's Heather DeBrow. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it for 1 hour each week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody. Say hi to Ray.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
I have to talk about July 4th because I love fireworks.
You do?
Yeah. Do you?
Like, you like watching them, or you like actually lighting them?
Ew, no. I mean watching them. This was my whole point. Who are you? Drive a lot. I mean, some places, states, they're not legal, but you can buy them.
Yeah, and light them up. Yeah, it scares the crap out of me.
I wonder how many people lose fingers on that holiday. It just seems very dangerous. Although Peter, Jay's husband, did a show 1 year that he did, and he lit them all at Danya's house. Oh my God, it was so good though.
Really?
Yeah, he did a great job.
Like the big ones, the ones that go up in the sky.
The ones that were legal, but
yeah.
Yes. But
nice.
It just all seemed very, very dangerous to
yes.
me.
I will pass.
I don't know, but I do like watching them.
Yeah.
I had wanted to have them at my wedding.
Really?
It was too much money.
Isn't it crazy that Disneyland does it every single night?
Every single night. It's probably millions of dollars.
I know.
But look at the revenue they get.
Exactly.
You've seen the lines there?
Oh, it's insane.
It's crazy. I mean, it's become a thing you say. Like, if I say there was a long line, I'll say it was a Disneyland line.
I know. I just watched a documentary, actually. It was very good.
On what?
Walt Disney.
And?
It was good. It was great. Yeah. He was so broke and, you know, just living off, like, couches and friends' places. And then finally he, you know, got, I think it was Mickey Mouse that started the whole thing. He was his best friend was like a little mouse that he found when he was like sleeping on the streets.
Oh, yeah, that's so sad.
I know.
All
good.
Right. Well, there you go. And now.
No, he's
dead.
Yeah.
And it's a gazillion dollar industry.
Yeah.
So there you go. And now we go there and we eat cotton candy and ice cream. Right on rides. Well done, Walt.
Yes.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about, I just had this weird thing I came in the mail, credit card fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had credit card fraud?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
For what?
They were buying things online, but it was in San Diego and it was so sketchy.
But you noticed it on your bill.
I did. Well, because it was like hundreds of dollars.
You know what? I had something once that I didn't notice for like 6 months because it was $2.98. And I thought, it must just be something that I signed up for or whatever. And then I finally went, what is the $2.98? And then it was fraud.
Mo, do you remember on your credit card? It was on my business one. But they were buying Southwest Airline tickets, tickets.
I vaguely remember that. What happened?
So I got a call from American Airlines asking if we had purchased these Southwest tickets. And I said no. And they even named the passengers' names. And they said, okay, we have to call you right back because they're boarding the airplane and we have to get them off the plane.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I do remember that vaguely.
Yes,
I remember that. Because I remember you calling me and be like, did you buy any tickets for a friend?
No, it was like thousands of dollars. They were going to Vegas. Sorry.
The first gamble didn't pay off.
No.
Wow.
So sketchy.
It is sketchy.
Identity theft. I mean, that all just scares me.
And if someone finds your credit card, they could just go to the gas station.
Yeah.
That's what I had. I remember the year that Terry and I got married. I had $14,000 of fake charges on my credit card.
Wow.
And, you know, which, you know, you're hearing that and you're like, $14,000, of course you would notice. But, you know, let's all be honest about how expensive weddings are.
Oh, and right.
I was paying with my credit card to get the points to use for airlines, everything that I could, you know, the flowers and the hotel and everything on my credit card. So the numbers were kind of big. And obviously I look at my statements, but I'm just saying, $14,000.
That's insane.
It was crazy. Hey, do you know that Bravo New Zealand is starting?
I know. I saw that.
Isn't that cool?
So cool.
We've been doing some press for them, which is fun. So welcome. I know we have a bunch of listeners over in New Zealand. So welcome, New Zealand Bravo.
Cool.
Yeah, super cool. And they're starting the season.
That's so awesome.
I know. I think July 5th is the first day. It's very, very cool. And what else? Oh, so there was no new episode of Housewives this week.
Does that like, is that like very relieving for you or do you?
It depends what season it is.
Or do you like it? Like it's like a day off from people posting things about you. Or do you like it?
No, I like it because I, well, you know, I feel, well, first of all, you know, the show, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, I, you know, five seasons later, even though sometimes something will affect me, it's not like it was 5 years ago. My thin has gotten a little bit thicker. So that's good.
Yeah.
But I think it's good because, you know, it's a holiday weekend and people should be out enjoying and not inside watching TV.
Yeah, I agree.
And sometimes I think it's good to have a little break.
But then it's only your second episode.
That's true.
That's weird.
I know. But I don't know. I don't like them burning off an episode and I feel like if everyone's out barbecuing and
right,
stuff.
Right, right. And this was, yeah. Oh, never mind.
It's so funny.
Too early.
Do you like barbecues?
I do. Well, I'm Argentinian, so that's all we do.
You're a little of everything. You're Argentinian.
I'm Argentinian and I'm Mexican, half and half.
Yeah.
Yeah. But roots are like, you know, really Spaniard and Italian. My grandmother's blonde hair, blue eyes.
Isn't that funny? And you're also, aren't you a half Jewish, half
Catholic?
Catholic? Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't really practice
anything.
But that's a whole other thing.
You're just a mixed bag.
I really
am. A mixed bag of fun.
I really am.
I just think it's so funny when I think about barbecues. You know, I think about, because we're talking about Real Housewives, because the Real Housewives party are never casual.
No.
They're never casual. But even if it's a barbecue, do you remember the episode in Beverly Hills where Kyle threw a barbecue and Yolanda showed up mistakenly thinking she was going to a backyard barbecue casual?
Yes.
And everyone's in like maxi long silk dresses and high heels.
But also, I mean, you're on camera, so you have to, you feel like you have to dress up.
Right.
But there's a way of doing it where it's not too
But I guess this is a little foreshadowing. I'm talking about it because on next week's episode, we go to this beach party at Kelly's house. And, well, you'll have to wait to see how everyone's dressed. But, I mean, we were told it was a beach party volleyball kind of
Right. Like, what do you wear to that?
Well, you'll see. anyway, okay, so... My gosh, I can't believe it's July now and I'm singing the national anthem July 20th. I am actually now in denial, very nervous. I was going to have a vocal lesson and I ended up having to do press that day, so I couldn't get it done.
You're freaking me out.
I'm freaking me out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little bit in denial on that. July 21st, our first live show at the Improv is totally sold out. So cool. Thank you guys. Really looking forward to meeting all of you. But never fear, we are going on tour and we're going to be posting the dates and cities. But I know that for sure we're locked in December 15th at the Grove in Anaheim. And there's an opportunity for VIP seating with an after party, swag bags, and meet and greet with me, champs. So bring your friends and your husband, your partner, your book club. I saw someone was tweeting me today. They already bought VIP tickets and bring in their club.
Awesome.
So I thought that was so cool. So come celebrate your holidays with us. It's Thursday, December 15th at 8 p.m. City National Grove of Anaheim. Tickets are on sale now at axs.com and at the Grove's box office. Tickets start at $25 and the VIP tickets are limited and they are $75 a piece. We also, we're going to be having dates coming up for New Jersey, Las Vegas, Chicago, Minneapolis, San Francisco.
Ooh.
Stay tuned. That's going to be so fun. And our book, which is featured this year on The Real Housewives of Orange County, you're going to see us finishing the book. And it's kind of fun to watch. Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig present the only guide you'll ever need to the best anti-aging treatments. And you can pre-order now on Amazon. Don't forget to use your Heather Dubrow's World banner. So you can go to my website, heatherdubrow.com, and there is an Amazon little clicky button, and you just tap that, and you're supporting our show and keeping podcasting free, which is so exciting. And the release is September 6th. We got our Kirkus reviews. Kirkus is the leading reviewer of books, and they were awesome. We have a great recommendation from Dr. Mehmet Oz, and all of that's on Amazon. If you go look up our book, you can read all of those. So we're very, very excited. Finally, we are back in Minnesota this weekend, July 8th, 9th, and 10th. So I'm getting a lot of tweets and Instagram messages about when are you guys coming back and when can I get my products. This is the time to get it. So tune in and stock up at Evine Live on your favorite consult beauty products, especially if you missed our new packaging because they're really, really great for traveling. Ta-da!
You're very good at this.
Oh, thanks. I'm exhausted. I look terrible. No, I'm not kidding.
My whole right side of my face is so swollen. I don't even know. I didn't even need that much sodium. I don't know what happened, but it's only the right side of my face.
Look a little puffy on that side. What happened?
I don't know.
Is that the side you sleep
on? I got fillers, but this is kind of like a precursor to what fillers would feel like.
Seriously.
That's weird.
Did I tell you what happened at the dentist?
No, what?
So I went back to have my, if everyone remembers, I had my wisdom teeth pulled. They're not showing it on the show this year, by the way. It's so funny.
They are not? No. Maybe in like the deleted scenes?
I don't know. It's so funny though. My face was so big and Shannon came over to visit me.
You were so loopy.
Shannon came over to visit me and they were there. It was so funny.
You were hilarious that day.
Oh my God. They give you such good drugs. Who knew? But that's what the filler reminded me, because as the swelling was going down, Shannon kept trying to give me arnica and all these natural organic things to get my swelling down. I'm like, go away. This is like free filler.
Right.
I don't want your stuff. Go away. Anyway, so the last wisdom tooth was sitting on a nerve and they didn't want to pull it.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, because I would get permanent nerve damage in my lip. I'd still be able to move it, but I wouldn't be able to feel it. And that, of course, freaked me out.
Yeah.
So they didn't pull that one out. And there was no bone. And there's a cyst behind. Like, all this crazy stuff. So we've been tracking it. And finally, he did a CT scan. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's not sitting on the nerve anymore.
Mm-hmm. Which is good.
So that's good. And he said, but the little hole, that, if anyone's had teeth pulled, you get a hole, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't closed completely. And he's worried about it. And you can kind of tap the tooth through the gum.
Ooh,
I know.
Chills.
Isn't that disgusting? He's like, you have to be so careful. And he goes, well, we're just going to keep watching it. But I think within the next year or two, it's going to have to come out. And I go, well, what about the nerve damage? He goes, you know, it's still a concern, but not a big concern. He said, you know, you have very little jaw on that side bone. Will it crack? You know,
oh,
I'm like, these, what a great scenario. Gotta go, doc. Bye.
Oh, God. Just ignore it for now.
Well, he said, you know, I made another appointment. We're just going to keep following it.
And
I'm just not going to worry about it.
There you go.
I'm going to put that little compartment on the side.
Yeah.
But I'm tired. My hair is bad.
No, it's not. You look really good.
Ugh, you're very nice. Do you need glasses?
No, stop.
Remember I was talking.
You always look fresh and like.
No, I look tired and hideous. But do you remember, wasn't it last week I was talking about my hair color?
Yes.
And now they've multiplied, into a million.
Yes.
So finally Kelly's coming over today to color my hair. I'm going, thank
God.
God, I have no more parts left to open to see if there's any gray in the hair there.
Just throw in a hat like I do.
Oh. Just can't. No, because then my greasy face, I'm going to break out. I'm a disaster. I don't know what's going on with me.
Not good. That's good.
Jeez. So I had a busy week. I was in LA for press. Hopefully you guys watched. I was on E! News. I think there's a link on their site, which was so fun. They have a new set.
Yeah, I like it. It's pretty.
It's cool. And instead of just showing up and doing a segment, it's more like a co-hosting thing and you hang out for the whole episode.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it's great. And I love all of them. Yeah. I mean, they're just the nicest crew and we had a lot of fun. So I was going up for this press day and I'm going up to E! News and all that. And I had white pants on.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my white jeans on and this little top. And, you know, I don't have all my clothes in the hotel. So I'm going back and forth. Anyway, I went and grabbed this cute little blue top and this pair of white jeans. And then I have my lunch in the car and I open my lunch and I'm going, it's like messy. And I'm, oh, so I'm literally leaning across the back seat eating so that I don't spill anything on my pants. And then I was so proud of myself, right? Like,
right.
Like it's a challenge.
Yeah,
like I'm challenging myself. And then right as we get there, I go to touch up my makeup and I open this little rouge I have that Lisa gave to me. It's this really little tiny one that fits in my bag. And the thing is cracked and spills all over me.
Oh my.
All over the white pants, all over the seat, all over my hands.
That's like the number one thing. You never open compacts or anything on top of you. It's never good.
You're so right. It's a bad idea.
So what'd you do?
Always hold it away from you. So Hector, who's my driver, he had a towel, probably dirty towel, something sitting next to him in this rented car we had. And he threw it back to me and was like, ah! And I quickly dusted it off my pants, and only like a small dot of it remained, thank goodness. But it was all over the seat, all over my hand. I was holding my hand to the side. I had to get there, go to the bathroom, wash my hands. Hector was so sweet. He cleaned out the car.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. It was so ridiculous. And then my face was so weirdly greasy. I don't know what's going on with me. Is it the summer months? I kept powdering.
Nothing.
I had no makeup with me.
Yeah, yesterday was just not a good day.
It wasn't. That's what I'm telling you. I just feel awful. I have the wrong eyelashes in the house.
No.
It's all wrong.
PMS but at all?
I don't know. Who knows? Every day's a PMS day, isn't it? Let's be honest. How many good days do you have out of the month?
Oh, like three.
You got your period for 7. You got PMS. You got post-MS. You got 3 good days.
Totally.
That's it.
It's true.
And something always happens.
On those 3 days. To irritate you. Sure.
And then, well, this is good news. Okay, let's talk about good stuff. Mm-hmm. The good news is they thought I had some precancerous cells on my lip.
You in your mouth. Like,
what is going on? And then, so they were going to have to freeze it, burn off, because it could have been pre-basal cell cancer thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what's the recovery? You know, the whole thing. And she said, you know, 5 to 7 days, you might look like you have a big, hideous, weepy, crusty herpy. I go, oh, well, that sounds very sexy. When do I have time to do that? So I was going to do it right before the holiday weekend so that I could, because I'm not working.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to go on vacation like this? Really? Oh. Anyway, the good news is I showed up in her office and she didn't see anything.
Just went away?
Yeah. She said sometimes lips are different. She goes, sometimes your body can fight that off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an interesting thing. So if you feel like you have something that feels like a dry, scaly patch on your lip, definitely go check it out. But now that the summer months are here, I think it's really important to have some kind of lip balm with sunscreen in it, because, you know, we put sunscreen all over our face, but we, you know, a lot of us forget to do our lips.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's true. And then there's the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, let me finish our press day. Press day was fun, though. We had a really good time, and Terry happened to be up there, too, so we had dinner at Craig's in L.A.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, my God. I love
Craig's. It's the hot spot right now.
But it's been for years. I mean, there's always paparazzi outside. There's always huge celebrities in there. Yeah. It was really fun, though.
Really?
Yeah, we ran into a lot of fun people. Courtney Six was there.
Oh, really? How funny.
Yeah, we saw Mario Lopez and his wife some other people. It was fun.
It's so weird. It's like a random day during the week, too, and there's always someone there.
Always.
It's crazy.
Always. The food's so good. It's my favorite dish, chicken paillard.
I know.
Because I like that thin. If you don't know what chicken paillard is, it's thin, pounded chicken, and then they put a salad on top of it, like lightly dressed salad. But it's not, you know, diet food. I mean, there's oil and whatever, you know, but it's the yummiest thing ever. And then they have vegan desserts there because, you know, I don't eat dairy, so vegan desserts work for me. Something still makes me sick. I don't know what it
is.
Yep. I love, love, love their vegan ice cream. I'm still sick.
No.
Yes, totally.
Okay. Well, don't do that.
I don't know what it is, but I can't eat it. But I do like it.
Oh, goodness.
We're still not in the house.
I know.
Newsflash, still not in the house. Terry, I told you guys, Terry hired this lighting consultant. I wrote down the name because I talked about her last week and she's so amazing. It's not sponsored, just so you know, but her name is Kelly Jones and the name of the company is Lighting Design Alliance. They are amazing. They do all these incredible, they didn't bring a brochure over. They brought a coffee table book of their stuff.
Wow.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. They do restaurants in Las Vegas. They do residential. Amazing. And I love her. Like I was saying, you know, she didn't come in and go rip down the wall and do
it.
She had really good fixes for everything. But anyway, the things that she's doing are going to take a few weeks.
Right.
So there's that. But everything else is, you know,
slowly but surely
coming together. We were in the garage the other day and, I've made the garage a little fancier. So the garage turned into, you know, first it's a garage. Then I add cabinets and for, you know, storage. And then I added a sink in case someone does something messy in the garage and needs to clean up. And then I added a desk with four spaces for the kids so they can do, you know, messy projects down there. Mm-hmm. Then we added the big mirrors with the ballet bar.
Right. That's very fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then I had speakers put in there, and then we decided to wallpaper it. And then I thought, well, it's so fancy in here now. I can't have these hideous garage lights. So I got chandeliers.
How many chandeliers?
A number of them.
Yes.
A great many number of
them.
Yes. And then
people need to understand the scale of this.
Yes, it's a large room.
Yes.
And then the floor is that polished concrete, so it's shiny. So we were there the other day and we were looking around and I said, this is a real party space. Like, our twins are turning 13 in November. You could have a party in here. So I added disco balls. Don't you love that?
Yes.
Who doesn't like a disco ball?
It's literally just an extension of the home. It's not even a garage anymore. I wouldn't even park in there. It's too pretty.
Maybe I won't let you.
No, not me. You. No, but it's insane.
It's so cool though,
yeah.
Right? But I remember, it's funny, we were talking about this the other day, when the twins were little and we lived in this house and the twins shared a room and I bought a disco ball, but it was like one of those typical silver mirror disco balls that you hang on the ceiling, and I would have to walk up to it and spin it and then take a flashlight and shine my flashlight on it for it to have color around the room.
That's so hilarious.
That was old school.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That was an old school disco ball. But they were like 2 years old and they loved it. And they used to totally get naked and do naked disco, the two of them. So funny. Do I have some videos?
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good story for when they get older.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they'll be so happy I'm repeating it right now.
True.
Yes. So hopefully, you know, we'll be in soon, but I'm just not going to put a date on it anymore because
there you go.
That would be imprudent of me. Kids are really busy in a good way. So much for me not overscheduling them this summer.
I
thought we were going to be in the house and I thought we were going to be just relaxing and hanging out, but we're not. And so they like doing things. They're doing surf camp.
I know. And they seem like they like it.
They do. Well, the three of them went. Max went to the singing camp, but Nikki and Kat and Coco went, and then they took a day off, and then Coco refused to go back until the last day because they were having a pizza party. I think she was mistaken thinking there was a party included with the pizza. It's like, you know, honey, they're just going to have pizza on the beach. She's like, no, I'm going to the pizza party.
Okay. That's funny.
But you know what was interesting is that Kat... Well, there was one day she was going to go by herself because the other two were taking a day off and she didn't want to go. And she was like, Mommy, I don't want to go. But she's made these really nice friends. And she's like, I'm scared to go alone. I go, but you have these nice friends. We'll walk you in, you know, till you meet the friends and whatever. And she went.
Good for her.
Yeah, it took some talking to, but she went and she had the best time. And I was so proud of her.
That's good.
That was hard for her because originally she was going to go to sleepaway camp this year with Max and Nikki and then said, you know what? Not going.
Right.
Not interested.
Maybe next year.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe she's not a camp kid and that's okay. But the twins are going away in August.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're going to jail. They're going away. They're going to the big house for 2 weeks. Nikki's staying for a third week. I can't believe it.
That's insane.
Well, they go to this place, this lake, for 1 week at the end that's just wakeboarding.
That's so fun.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
he loves it.
Yeah, that's up.
Did you see the video I posted of him?
Yes. He's so cool, isn't he?
He's so cool. I don't know where he got those jeans from. Not me and Terry, I'll tell you that. Jeez. All right, let's move on to our beauty tip of the week.
Okay,
speaking of my greasy face, here's my quick fix, because I had to do this a lot on my day of press especially. Blot with toilet paper and then powder. So have you ever bought those blotting papers?
Yes.
Those are very good. But what I tend to do is buy them and not put them in my purse or buy them and they run out and I forget to rebuy them. So if you don't have blotting papers, which are good with you, just use a little paper towel or a little toilet paper. It's kind of like when you have a greasy piece of pizza and you're soaking up the oil. No, seriously, ever do that?
Yes.
It's the same thing because that way you don't need as much powder. And if your face is greasy and you start applying powder, it's going to become liquidy.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's not good.
Yeah.
And that'll make you look older. So just blot, 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 and then powder.
Love that.
Before we get into my hippest, hottest, newest, I want to talk about Scentbird. I will not leave the house without perfume. And despite the 20 half-full bottles of designer perfumes I have sitting on my dresser right now, and they're totally collecting dust, I like to try something new. Okay, you might call me fragrance fickle, but that's why I think Scentbird is so cool. Because Scentbird lets me date perfumes before I marry one. They deliver a monthly fix of top designer perfumes straight to my door for only $14.95 a month. I mean, how many times have you gone and spent so much money on a bottle of perfume, or you get one for a gift and you love the bottle and you open it and you can't return it? Scentbird drops a 30-day supply of top designer brand perfumes into your waiting little hands every single month for only $14.95. And a month's supply, just so you know what it equals 4 times a day to spritz yourself for 30 days. That's a lot of perfume. And shopping is really fun at Scentbird.com. You can play a quick match game of things you like, and then they'll help you find your dream scent. It also comes with a very cool purse-sized portable case with your first order. And then each month, you get a monthly spray refill. Scentbird carries over 450 scents. They call it dating perfumes. I'd call it speed dating. Try Scentbird yourself. Listeners of this show get an extra 25% off their first month selection. That's around $11 for a month's supply of an amazing designer perfume. So just go to Scentbird.com/Heather. That's Scentbird.com/Heather. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans proudly supports Heather Dubrow's world. Rocket Mortgage brings the mortgage approval process into the 21st century. They're awesome. They're fast, they're powerful, and completely online. Rocket Mortgage has taken all the complicated, time-consuming parts of applying for a mortgage out of the equation. If you're like me and you hate searching through stacks of old files, paperwork, well, with Rocket Mortgage, you can easily share your bank statements and your pay stubs at the touch of a button, helping you get approved in minutes for a custom mortgage solution that's been tailored to you and your unique financial situation. Even better, with Rocket Mortgage, you could do all this on your phone or tablet. It's a quick online process that you can manage from the convenience of your couch. So if you're looking to refinance your mortgage or buy a home, check out Rocket Mortgage today at quickenloans.com/Heather. That's quickenloans.com/Heather. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030. Okay, so our hippest, hottest, newest today, I got this from Danya. I swear, Danya gives me
the best.
Some of the best stuff. She'd be like, have you tried a something? No. Oh, here, try this. And I'll get it from Amazon using my Heather Dubrow's World banner, of course. And she's always right. So this, I love this. It is called the Pure, I don't know how to pronounce this, cognac. It's K-O-N-J-A-C. It's Pure Soul Cognac Facial Sponge. It says on the package, with added bamboo, natural and chemical free. So this is what it is. It looks like a half of a circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like a half of a globe.
Okay.
And you wash your face with it. You get it wet and you wash your face with it. And the claims are is that it clears out your pores, eliminates blackheads. It's antibacterial and it helps with acne.
Oh, I need that.
And what's nice, I'll get you one. And what's nice is it comes with a little string at the end. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a loofah comes with a string and a little clear disc that suction cup thing.
Oh yeah.
That you could put on your mirror, because a thing like that, you don't want to sit on the counter.
Right. And absorb all the germs and all that.
Right. You want it to air dry. So this has its own little air drying system. By the way, that's a good point. If you use loofahs, cause I like those too. Mm-hmm. Make sure you hang them. Yeah. Don't leave them sitting on your counter there. So it's really good.
Oh,
I really, really like this product.
Cool. Is it rough or is it soft or what?
It's kind of rough, but in a good way.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, check it out. Go to Amazon and check that out. I thought it was a great product. Okay, stay tuned because Sabrina Soto is coming up next.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to this, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, back to Heather Dubrow's world.
Let's welcome Sabrina Soto.
Hi.
How are you?
Joking. I'm good. I'm excited to be here.
I'm so happy to have you here.
Because I watch the show like crazy.
You do?
So I have some questions.
You do? Ooh. All right, let's do you first, and then then I'll let you.
Don't say at the end we have no time.
I won't, I promise.
I really need some answers.
I promise we will do,
I know
we will
that
do
trick.
An answer, a Q&A.
Okay.
All right, quid pro quo. You got it.
Good.
You are quite the entrepreneur. I mean, it's amazing. I want to know how you first got involved with HGTV.
Craigslist.
Seriously?
So
okay, just so you know, we were just before we started taping, we were talking about how I found Natalie, and it was on Craigslist.
Yes.
So what, did they put an ad out?
They did. It didn't say it was for HGTV. They said they were looking for someone who was a designer who had on-air credits. And I had done TV for 15 years now, but I would either host or do design when I couldn't get a TV job. So I just sent in my reel, and it was for my first HGTV show. So it was called Get It Sold. That was 9 years ago.
Wow. So how many shows have you had now?
I've done over 250 episodes of shows. So 3 different series, 12 seasons.
That is amazing.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of houses. Lots. Yeah. Lots of painting.
I always say, I joke that I spend my life measuring because we have built a few houses. But you literally spend your life measuring.
Yes, I leave tape measures everywhere.
But what's your favorite part of the job? Do you like the construction and the hard elements, or do you prefer the softer elements like furniture and fabrics?
Yeah, I like the decorating. But it's really hard to do it on TV because there's such a time constraint. So with your house, you can take 10 years if you want to. We have 1 week to finish a house. And like I did Extreme Makeover, we had 10 days to build and decorate a house. Mm. So
it's annoying to know that they can do that. And my house is up to 3
don't tell
years.
Her that.
Really? I don't want
it's
la, la, la,
completely
la, la, la.
Different. It's different. And you know, at the end of the day on Friday, we have to have a reveal. So whether or not I like how it looks, that's what's going to be on TV.
So what do you do? Do you ever, because my mom, this whole thing skips a generation in my family, like cooking, sewing, all that. My mom is so good at that, but she would sometimes upholster a couch with staples, like a stapler. And the part you can't see, but
right.
It would look beautiful on the front. Do you have to do that on those shows?
Oh, absolutely.
You're gluing things.
I always want to leave things beautifully, like so that people can live there. But there are times that corners don't get done, and I always tell the cameraman, just like focus there. But we always get it done before we leave the house. Like I never leave anybody with a shithole.
Oh,
am
good.
I allowed to say shit?
Yeah, sure. Go.
Okay. I just did.
Okay, so you do all these shows, and then how long have you been on HSN?
HSN, I just launched in April, so I'm new.
That's so exciting.
It
we launched
so
our line
on Evine,
but a year ago, April. So now we're almost at a year and a half.
It's Isn't it nuts to be there and you see what's selling and what's not? And,
yes.
You know, it's like, oh, it's happened so quick.
This is what my problem was. And tell me how you feel about this. I was never good at sales. I worked at a department store for 3 days because I don't want you to have something you don't need.
Right.
And I couldn't be like, it looks great on you. I'd say, don't get that. Even if it was commission. And that's why, you know, we've worked on our line for 15 years. So, you know, I know I'm giving you something that you're going to like.
Great, right.
But how do you feel? Like, what is the selling process like for you?
Well, you know, what was great is we had a host there that these HSN hosts are incredible at their job. So mm-hmm. A lot of them just held my hand during the whole hour because I'm not good at selling either. I'm not good at pressuring people to do stuff. But the product was so great that it makes it a lot easier. Like I have been working on that line for 4 years. I went and met with Mindy 4 years ago to that April. So it was a long time coming.
That is very exciting. So your first collection on HSN is mostly, what is the collection?
It's all bedding and window treatments. And then I have a line at Target. That's bedding for babies and teens and kids and adults.
I saw that.
It's so fun.
That is so exciting.
It is. I'm a huge fan of Target. Everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Where is it?
It's great because I always say you don't need a lot of money to have great style.
No, you don't. And I grew up that way. We grew up upper middle class, but then we had a problem in our family and we became like extremely poor. And my mom always said, no matter what, you could still have a beautiful house, a clean house, and a house that you feel proud of. And so that's why bargain hunting and you know, good quality, but affordability is so important to my brand.
I agree. You know, it's funny. When I was looking at your Instagram, you had this really adorable little dish for your rings.
Yes, I made that.
I know. I loved it. It was so cool. She took this little dish. Why don't you tell what you did with
just
the dish?
You like stamp it with clay and you do all these things and you could paint it. It's cute. It's a little trinket.
Oh, no. This is the one. I didn't see that one. The one I saw was your reindeer.
Oh, yes. That was just last week.
I loved it.
Oh, that's just like an animal I spray painted and glued onto a dish.
But she makes it sound so easy. Like, it's just this.
It really was that easy.
I'm like, huh?
No, but this one I could do.
Oh, really?
I'm a little crafty.
Anybody could do that.
But this is my point. I want to hear more tips like this. So she took this little dish. No big deal. You could buy a dish.
At Marshall's. I got it for $3.
There you go. Okay. $3 dish from Marshall's. And then she took this plastic deer. Okay, spray painted it gold, and then glued it onto the dish. Voila! She has a little ring stand. She put rings on its antlers, rings on its nose, rings in the dish underneath it. It was but it looked very expensive.
Well, it's cute. It's easy. I like to do things like that. I love crafting.
So when you walk into people's homes, are you looking around?
Yes.
Oh, you're not coming over. No. That's a lot of
please,
pressure.
Your house? My gosh. The thing I do that drives people crazy.
You fluff their pillows?
No, but it's so gross. When I go to people's bathroom, I always put my finger in that area between the back of the toilet and the baseboard because I feel like that's the dirtiest place. And with people's houses
and
are
you
really
just
clean.
Check?
Yeah, I do.
And then what do you do about it?
It's gross.
Do you have a log book?
No, I just judge. I judge people.
Do you go back to that house?
No.
But what if it's like your bestie?
No.
Do you tell her?
No.
Oh, God.
She would check all 14 of your bathrooms.
I know. My God. Geez. That'll take me a whole day.
Goodness. She's not being invited over. There's a lot of pressure.
Like, okay, yeah, everyone, my house is clean.
Make
clean
sure
girl.
You check behind the toilet where the baseboard is. Do you have a thing about toilet paper, which way it hangs?
I like to have it hang in the back because then you don't see the seam. But, I mean, I think it's...
See, I don't like it in the back because then it hangs down and you can see it hanging there. At least if it's in the front, if they're not going to do something fancy with it, like fold it. It gets camouflaged into the roll.
No, but it doesn't. And then you see the seam and then sometimes it tears. I have OCD, so it's...
Oh, by the way, you're speaking to the right people. Okay, what are easy things that people can do to spruce up their home?
Paint, obviously. Declutter. I think people have too much stuff.
Oh, I agree.
And people also hang their art way too high.
Really?
Always. I see it in every house.
So like what? Meaning over a console table it's way
over
too
everything.
High? Over
like,
everything.
It should be at eye level. So the middle of your art piece should be about 5 feet, 6 inches.
All right,
inches.
But I'm like, I'm 5'8".
I'm 5'.
Yeah, but 5'5". 5 feet, 6 inches. Like the middle piece should be around there. And then above a sofa, it should be about 10 inches. But some people just hang it so high, and then they hang their window treatments low. It's just all unbalanced.
Yeah, that's hard. I have to say, even so, we built this house from the ground up. And even though I've done this before, and this one, I designed every molding, every edge detail, everything. There's still some things that I, in my eye, untrained eye, don't see on the paper. So when... in the field have to fix, like the soffits are uneven,
right.
And, you know, so not everything is even. And I know people, when they buy homes, not every door, so you have two different doorway heights and then the window's a third height.
Right.
And then how do you choose where to hang a frame? Because you don't want yet a fourth height in there. How do people manage that?
They don't. That's why they hire professionals. But you didn't have anyone helping you at all in your house?
Well, this is what I did. I didn't have anyone helping me for the hard the construction detail.
You picked everything.
I picked everything.
But how did you find the time to do that?
It's been a full-time job in my
But you already have a full-time job.
I have a few of them. But you know what? This was something when we did our last ground up, there were a lot of things that just weren't us. And I just felt like I could do it. And I worked with the same builder who's very creative and a couple of the same subs and a couple of new subs that I loved working with and really felt like I cared about their opinion. And so we worked really well together. And then there were definitely moments where the last house I got bullied into saying, okay. And this time I went, no.
No.
I stood my ground and I got exactly...
Because this is going to be forever house.
...what I wanted. But when it came to... See, I'm opposite of you. When it came to the furniture, and I have no time for fabrics, and I want it to look how I want it to look.
Right, but you don't want to pick it out.
Yeah. So I have this designer named Jessica Calvert, and she lives up in Northern California, and we've worked together for 10 years. And so we'll walk the house and I'll say, I want it to look like this, this, and this. And then we would just email each other pictures of things.
And then she would get it.
Yeah.
That's easy. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you've been working in this house for years.
Years. It's ridiculous. But for people out there, I mean, you know, I know when I walk through Target, when I walk through...
How often do you walk through Target?
All the time.
Come on.
I love Target.
Okay.
Totally.
Yeah, she actually does.
I love Target.
Yeah.
I buy my kids' clothes at Target. I buy stuff at Target. I like... Sometimes I'll buy pillows at Target and throw them to change up, like, the outdoor area.
Yeah.
To give it a fun thing. Because that would be my tip, would be, you know, go to Target, go to Marshall's, and buy pillows and accessories to change up your look. What else can people do?
Well, I said already paint, new accessories. Yeah, like new frames, things like that. And rearranging what you have. Pulling things from other rooms, changing it up that way.
See, I'm bad at that. I wonder, I don't know, are most people good at that?
No.
Me, I'm like, when it's set, I don't move it.
Right. A lot of people, especially older people who've lived in their house forever, they just cannot envision it any other way.
So how do people find someone? I know for me, like with the art thing, I have a guy, Mark Carone, who I've been working with for years, who hangs all my stuff. And he's got a great eye. And I have no idea how I met him. But if someone's looking for someone, can they just go to their local framing place? Do they have... people that can do it?
I mean, I would say word of mouth is the best. Just ask neighbors and ask around. There's a great app called Nextdoor. I don't know if you
What's
know.
That?
It's like sort of Facebook for your neighborhood. It's amazing.
Oh my gosh, write that
and
down.
No, it's really great. I'm part of it. And then you could just ask all of your neighbors, hey, do you guys have anybody for this or that?
Oh.
And all of your neighbors just chime in. It's really great.
Really?
I mean, it's wonderful. Like dogs missing, boop, you get a little alarm.
It's like a community watch.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Have online. You heard of that Task Grab?
No.
Someone just told me about this. There's this thing called Task Grab, and it's Uber for errands or things. Like, you need a handyman
to take my job
to come
away.
I highly doubt it.
Task Rabbit. Task Rabbit, and then Handy's another one. Handy's actually good because you could just hire somebody for an hour to come hang stuff or for your plumbing or whatever you
need. Oh, that's cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, where do you get your inspiration from?
Traveling.
You love to travel.
Yeah. But I haven't done it because I just had a baby.
I know you did. So how, you have little Olivia, right?
Yeah.
Oh. How old is she?
She's 7 months.
Oh.
She's so wonderful, but it is tough working and juggling it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't. I'm a wreck.
Do you have help?
I just finally got a nanny and she is godsend.
Who was helping you before then?
Nobody.
Not one person?
No.
Where's dad?
He's working too, but he was over... His friend was over the other day, or before I got the nanny, and he saw me trying to juggle. I was on a conference call. I was holding Olivia. You know, it was just crazy. And he's like, you can't do this anymore. And now that I don't do it anymore, I'm like, I look back like I was in this fog. It's crazy.
You know, people don't realize, I mean, having a baby, it happens every day. We have babies.
I know, right?
But, you know, when it's you, it's like such a quantum shift.
Totally. And especially, I'm older, so living the majority of my life.
Yeah, you're very old. It's the first thing
I thought
when you walked
in. Well,
I'm going to be 40.
Oh, so, but I'm saying to be a mom, to be a young mom.
I started later, too.
And so I think it's more difficult for me because I've been so independent all of my life, where my sister had her first at 21, and she has 4 now. So it's like she's just mommy all the time. And it's a major shift for me because I'm like, oh, I can't read a book anymore.
Oh, I know. By the way, you might as well cancel your magazine subscriptions now because those go too.
Oh, I have a whole pile of them just
oh,
like
I know.
Collecting and they're just sitting there.
Here's my little tip for you. Get rid of them now. Don't wait what I did and pay for them for the next couple of years. Just do it now. You're never reading them.
No time to do anything.
There's going
to
be no back Vogue.
Yeah, because it's like I work all day and as soon as I get home, I feel already guilty for working all day that I need, you know, I want to give her my undivided attention.
Yes.
Which leaves me no time to pluck my eyebrows or like do me time. And I just don't. Like, I wonder when that's going to balance itself out.
It's a constant struggle. I mean, it's something we talk about on our show almost every day because, you know, whether you work or you don't work, you always feel guilty.
Right. Yeah. I could see that. And by the way, all stay-at-home moms who are just stay-at-home moms, I can't even imagine.
I think that's so much harder than going to work. I remember I had twins first, and when they were little... And, you know, I went from working, you know, being on a set, you know, 15 hours a day to being at home with twin babies. And I remember on Monday mornings, Terry would be like, after being with them the whole weekend, like, how do you do this?
Right.
He was running out the door.
But when you had kids, were you ever on set too?
Yeah, but not like that.
No.
I took a break. I mean, I would do a pilot here and there, even with the twins. I was living in, remember the, you know, those Oakwood apartments?
Yes.
Yeah, I was living in the Oakwood apartments with the twins for a while doing pilots. But after a while, you know, and then I had a third And then I started working a little bit more, and then I had a surprise fourth. So, you know, and then I started reality, and that's been a whole different thing. But I really wasn't working full time until I started Housewives.
Yeah.
So that was 5 years ago.
My goodness.
It's a lot to juggle, but I will say I'm glad I had those years of being home. But, I think it's all good. Like you, I started a little bit later with the kids. And so I got to do a lot of things I couldn't have done had I had kids earlier.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Like traveling.
Right.
And getting drunk.
Right. But we still do that, just so you know.
I can't. I cannot have a hangover right now. It's
no, you're still in the sweet spot. But I promise you, there comes a time when they start talking to you
again.
And talking back at you. And you, it's actually like medicinal.
I love it.
Yeah, you have to.
Mommy juice.
Yeah, totally. I think I drink more now than I ever did in my 20s. But I had a little
You never function. Drink a lot. Never on the show, at least.
I do. I just don't. I don't think I get. I don't get
Trash.
Drunk. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
how
yeah,
could
yeah.
you with the other girls?
What's your poison? What do you drink?
Wine.
Oh, you drink wine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Red or white?
All of it. Anything with a cork.
does that include champagne?
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Prosecco,
I knew I liked you.
Always.
So did you design Olivia's room? Obviously.
Yes.
But is her bedding part of your Target collection?
Yes, of course.
Isn't that great? It's does so she have fun. The little pink pineapples?
She has the little pink flowers, and then we have the black and white stripes. But I have other sheets from other lines, too, because I still want to support other designers as well. I'm not just like all me all the time.
I think that's so
nice.
Great.
Yeah.
I would love for you to take me through, how you got to HSN and then made a deal at Target. Because I love hearing how people succeed. And we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I love hearing how people succeed and how you go from being, you have this vision, you're a designer, get on a TV show. Look, that's a great platform. But there's a lot of people on TV shows. How do you take it from that and use it as a platform to brand yourself and take it to the next level?
I'll spill all the secrets.
Speaking of the next level, how would you like to get your meals to the next level with Blue Apron? It's so cool. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. And they achieve this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. And as a result, the seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. The beef is raised humanely. The chicken are free range. Pork is raised naturally. Because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient required for a recipe, they are reducing food waste. And let's face it, cooking together builds strong family bonds. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times more often. Those who spend a lot eating out or at high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 per person for a healthy, delicious meal. Here are some of the meals that were available in June. Creamy shrimp fettuccine and sautéed green beans and spinach. Sweet chili chicken with Tinkerbell peppers, green beans, and jasmine rice. Spiced steak and tomato avocado salad with creamy cone cabbage and red onion slaw. Oh my gosh, yum. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dubro. You will love how good it feels, how good it tastes to create incredible home cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/dubro. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. All right, spill all of your secrets. How'd you go from the ghetto to the Target? No, I'm kidding.
I actually have been in business with Target now 5 years because I used to be their spokesperson. So I had the Target line before HSN.
Okay.
So I was a Target spokesperson for 4 years, and then they moved on to another person, decided that I could have my own line. So it started with adult bedding, and now it's going into all the other categories and maybe diaper bags and pet line too.
That is, doggy. That is so cute. Amazing. What kind of dog do you have?
Labradoodle. Her name's Harper. She's a cutie.
I love when people give dogs like human names.
I know.
It's like Bob.
Right. I love
Harper.
It.
Olivia and Harper. Did you think about their names together before you named them?
No. I didn't.
What's Olivia's middle name?
Gray.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Yeah,
do you think you'll have more? Or is it too soon to ask?
I want to, but Steve's not ready.
No, of course not. She's 7 months old. Let me tell you something. I started with twins. It was crazy. When I had my third, when I was carting one around, it was like having a teddy bear. Two is hard.
One is one and two is 20, they say.
Right, because I always talk about this because for me, starting with two, it was already crazy. So adding a third wasn't a big deal, but right. I can imagine that going from one to two
is hard.
Is very difficult.
I just can't imagine my life without my sister. I really can't. And everybody, are you an only child?
No, I have a sister.
Are you?
No, I have three.
Everybody I know that's an only child always says, like, they wish they had a sibling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I agree. I would just wait a little bit.
How? I can't. I don't have time.
You have time. I had Coco at 42.
My eggs are boiling. Like, right now.
Don't sit in a jacuzzi, by the way. That will not help matters.
I need to get on it. And our, you know, our life, if you are that life, isn't that great either, because she sleeps in bed with us.
Sex life, were you talking about? Mm-hmm. She sleeps in the bed with you?
I know, it's so bad.
By the way, this is not a judgment. I have many, many mommy fails. I almost put glue stick on their faces the other day because I thought it was a sunscreen stick. Why is she in the bed? She's 7 months, though.
I know.
Is she sleeping through the night?
No. She wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning every morning.
Okay, so I know you know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
I have to get her out of the bed.
They can sleep through the night.
Megan just told me that.
Yes. You have to be a little ruthless. You don't have to make her cry.
Well, no, just let her
You know
cry.
What you do? When I had the twins, the baby nurse, this is what she taught me. And this is how I sleep trained, if you want to call it that, the rest of them. So what you do is, how much liquid did she get at 3 a.m.?
5 ounces.
That's like a whole meal.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you have to start weaning her. Look at me, the expert now. So you start weaning her a little every night, little less, little less, little less. And when you're done, you got to put her in the crib and just like pat her butt or pat her little tummy until she falls asleep.
Right. And then?
And then 2 nights later,
less and less and less.
And then you just go in and you hug her, and then you put her down, you pat her down, and then you stop picking her up. And then just wean.
Okay.
Just, you don't
I'm
have to do
start.
It in 2 days. Just start weaning.
I'm going to start Monday.
And you want to know what else? You're going to be not exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
Yes, you shouldn't be exhausted when she's 7 months.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's good for her, too.
I know.
You can do it.
No.
She's got the most beautiful bedding in the whole world.
Oh, God.
She'll be fine.
I have to put her in the crib.
But especially if you're going to do another.
Oh, I can't even imagine. No way.
But I remember, because I know, like, when I had Katarina was little and I was about to, you know, have Coco, she had cat had her pacifier.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, okay, got to move on this. Because I knew as soon as the baby came, that was going to be an issue. Because, like, why does she get a passy and I don't get mm-hmm. it? So I had to, you have to, like, think about those kinds of things.
I don't know.
It'll be easier for you, too. You'll get some life back. There's something so satisfying about, like you're saying, you know, you have this focus time with them. You're not exhausted. You put them to bed. And then you have dinner with your partner. And then they don't wake up.
Yeah. I'll start on Monday and I'll keep you posted.
Will you promise?
If not, I'll just drop her off at your house.
Okay.
Just for a week.
I'll take care
really
of her.
Really snuggly.
I'll tell you, the worst for me was when it was Coco, because I was sleep training her. I was such a surprise because my first three were in vitro and she was natural. So it was like, huh?
Oh, that's why it was a surprise.
Yeah. You can have sex and have a baby. Like, what's that about? Didn't get that memo. So she was there. But I was in denial that I even had this baby. So, you know, I'd go out with Terry or, you know, have a rare girls night out and come home. And in the middle that I'd hear something crying and be like, oh,
what is that?
That's for me. And I'd sit in there and hold a little bottle and rock her and be like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
It's so fun.
Des is so cute. They smell so good.
I know. I was just touching her toes this morning. I'm like, oh, I love you.
Is she crawling?
Yeah, she's crawling and standing.
Oh my gosh, push her down.
No, don't.
Don't do it.
Oh my.
As soon as they're mobile.
It's harder.
Well, this is what's going to be hard for you. Baby-proofing.
I know, because it's so ugly.
It's so hideous. But there are better companies now that will make gates for your stairs that match your existing iron or whatever you have. So it's not so hideous. Because from my first to last kid, it was really ugly when we started.
Yeah, they were just plastic white crap.
Bad. But by the time we got to Coco, I was like, survival of the fittest. You're just...
Figure it out, girl. Yeah,
don't fall down the stairs.
Yeah, well, I'll keep you posted. Thanks for the mommy tips.
I love that. So what's on the horizon for you? You have so much going on. What are you hoping for? What do you want to do now?
Well, developing new shows. And then I'm developing a baby toiletry line. So diaper bags and hand sanitizers for mommies and all of that stuff, which is fun. So I'm pitching that. Next week, I go to New York to do my 2017 bedding line to design all of that and finalize it. So very busy.
That's great. So where do you stay when you're there?
In New York?
Yeah.
Different places. I try to stay at like little mom and pop little place. I stayed at 60, I think it was called last time, and it was really cute.
And you take Olivia with you?
I did last time, but this time I'm not going to because it's just a 2-day trip.
Oh, so it's quick.
Yeah.
It's so hard. See, that's what's hard, you know, because I always like to take all my kids everywhere. And sometimes if it's just a really quickie, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. It's not fair to them.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm leaving on Thursday. I'll be back on Friday. Like, I'm not going to do that to her.
No, it's too much flying.
Yeah.
But if you were there extended period of time.
That would absolutely take her.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. But it's hard too because our nanny doesn't travel. So then it's just Steve and I again. It's a whole thing.
No, I get it. I used to travel with a nanny when the twins were really little. And then I think right when Katarina was a baby. But then I stopped.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? There's just something about, you know, being in a hotel and have, even though I'm so grateful to be able to have help, it's hard having everyone on top of you.
Yeah.
When you just want to be in your pajamas and hang out with the kids in the room.
And yeah, exactly. Like, you have no privacy.
No.
Yeah, I know. I know. Every morning, I know. I used to care and, like, get ready, and now I'm like, hi, Karen, good morning.
Who cares? I know. No bra.
No, I don't care.
I've totally lost everything, too, especially being in the hotel.
But I can't see you walking around like that, ever disheveled. I cannot see it in my head.
Don't I?
No.
No, I don't think you do.
No, she's always somewhat put together. Like, you're always put together.
Well, I'm not. Let me put it this way. The way I dress would pass your back of the toilet test.
Okay.
For sure.
Got it.
Like, it's still neat in its sloppiness.
You're the classiest of the Real Housewives.
Thank you. But I don't like a mess. And so I'm having a problem with the kids right now because they're like Terry. Terry will put things on the hamper. Because it's so hard to open the top.
Yeah, it's pure laziness.
What does your husband do?
He's a producer. He does TV too. We met on set on my first HGTV show.
Oh, he produces that?
You know, he was actually the sound guy back then, but he produces now.
That's so fun.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, it's great.
But he's
super shy. Like, he would never be on camera.
Really?
I do Facebook Live every Thursday, and he just will not even like walk in the background. He hates
really?
It. Yeah. We are complete opposites. He's super shy, very nice.
But because he's in your industry of sorts,
yes.
Is he into decorating? Because I know Terry and I have very different tastes in some things, and sometimes it's a struggle. But is he like, you're the expert, you do your thing?
Yeah, he'll tell me if he just despises something. But for the most part, he lets me. I mean, he knows it's what I do. And he loves everything. We have the same taste.
So what do you recommend to people? Because Terry, all right, so when we built our last house, I made him sign every single sample.
Why?
Because I want him to approve it.
And
why?
Who cares?
Because I didn't want to hear about it later. So I made him sign everything. And I'm telling you, he didn't like 30% of the house. Because for some reason, he can picture skin and tissue, but he can't picture brick and mortar.
Right.
So I said, okay. This time, nothing. I didn't ask anything.
No, that's not true. I saw when you showed him the tree thing.
And he hated it. And I did it anyway.
I saw you started tearing up.
I did. You know why? Because
you work so hard on it.
Well, this is what happens. People think, because I'll get comments like, oh, you are mad because he's working so much, but he's building your big house. And I'm going, it's his big house. I mean, I'm very grateful. Don't get me wrong. But this is his dream. And he says to me, go spend 3 years of your life building this house. I'm going to build it, you know, nicely and appropriately and the way I like. But the thing I was upset about the tree was, and I think this is, you know, I wasn't setting him up. You know, I was like, hey, I really like this. This is very special to me. I didn't expect him to be a mind reader. And then he still made jokes about it.
Yeah.
By the way, it's way too see it. It's one of the most spectacular features in the house.
I saw a little glimpse of it. But to answer people saying, like, you should be happy that he's working all day. Like, yeah, I get that. But there's no point in having a beautiful big house if you can't enjoy your family in it. So,
yeah, and you
so I understand where you're coming from.
And you have to make choices. So how do you and your husband deal with, because I'm sure he's a producer, he's probably got a crazy schedule too. So how
not
do you,
as crazy as mine.
But how do you manage to have family time with Olivia and couple time?
We don't have couple time.
Hmm.
Like, if she falls asleep, we'll maybe have an hour. But then I'm so exhausted. I'm telling you, I'm having a hard time finding balance. And I know it's because I'm in the thick of the beginning of it. But
of course.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't found that yet.
You will find it. You know, the best advice I could give to you is don't worry about it.
I'm not worrying too much.
Yeah.
I
don't fall into place. And I do highly suggest champagne.
I drank it last night.
But I'm telling you, as soon as she's sleeping,
you're
going to be so much better.
I know.
Okay, so what about couples that, you know, have completely different tastes and it's not it's not the wife's business or her husband, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, if it's completely different, there has to be some sort of compromise, but if it's like polar opposites, I would say give a room to one person and a room to another person.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But for the most part, I've noticed that men don't really care that much. I mean, women care more. It's just the way it is.
I've noticed that men like earth tones.
They do. Lots
what
of brown
is that?
Cognacs,
brown, orange, green,
leather,
yellow, leather.
Overstuffed couches. I can't stand it.
Me neither. So you know what I did?
What?
His whole, he's got a section of the house.
There.
It's like an office, a bathroom, a media den, the whole thing. Guess what colors it is?
Brown.
It's chocolate brown. And it's
sage
rich
green.
And there's accent
colors.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Bye,
and
Terry.
And the rest of the house is black and gray and white.
I love it.
Is that so funny? But no, don't you think
it's
that's
the way
true?
To go.
And women like cool tones.
Yes, grays, whites.
But I also think, I mean, don't you think it's best to do a neutral palette in your house?
And always.
Change color with accessories.
Absolutely. My whole house is gray and white. Everything. Even the baseboards, white, everything. Because I also love to change the room constantly because my tastes change.
Right.
So it's
and you can't
easy for
keep,
me.
Like, wallpaper is very expensive.
It
finishes
is.
Are expensive.
And painting's a pain in the butt, too. Designers say it's the easiest way to change a room, but it really isn't that easy.
Right.
It takes a lot.
What about the special paints? Do you have, are there any new, you know, they make the chalkboard paint that
yes.
you could, you know, you paint your wall with this black stuff and then you can do chalkboard.
Well, now they have tinted chalkboard paint. So you
ooh,
can actually,
what's that?
It's any color you could make into chalkboard. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Really?
And they have a whiteboard paint too and magnetic paints. It's
I've
cool.
seen the magnetic. Oh, maybe we should do something like that.
That's
do I have any walls
cool.
left?
No.
No. I've wallpapered every square inch of the house.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see this house.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Are you going to have a big party?
No, I don't like that many people.
No? Wait, when am I going to ask my questions? Can I
okay.
ask?
Yes, you can.
Are
ask.
You and Tamara really friends?
We're going to take a break.
Oh, for crying out loud. I knew it. This was a trick.
Coming back. You know when a book just hooks you and you can't put it down? Well, with Audible, you don't have to. Discover where Audible audiobooks can take you. I signed up with Audible a few weeks ago, and I can't stop listening to Love and Miscommunication by Alyssa Friedland. It's amazing, and it's so much fun, and I feel like we're now friends. I listen when I'm driving to work, when I'm sitting in traffic, or even just messing around the house. So just download your books or shows to your mobile device and listen anytime, anywhere. With an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, and comedy, Audible is your best source for everyday entertainment. The Audible app makes listening a breeze with features like chapter navigation and narration speed control. You can even share your favorite audio excerpts with friends. Audible members have access to original audio shows, short stories, ad-free podcasts, news, comedy, and so much more. You can access your books and shows anytime, anywhere, right from your smartphone or tablet. Join Audible today and explore the world's leading provider of audiobooks, all beautifully performed by talented actors and narrators. Start a 30-day trial and download your first audiobook for free. Go to audible.com/Heather to get started. That's audible.com/Heather for a free 30-day trial and audiobook. I'm gonna indulge you. I usually don't do this, but go ahead. You can ask your housewife questions and
I don't have that many.
Go.
Are you and Tamara really friends?
Yes, we are. She was just texting me. I'm gonna show you.
I right just don't here. Believe it.
Here.
You seem like such an odd couple.
You know what's interesting? Let me tell you something. Okay. Tamara was just texting.
Okay, you did.
So Tamara is the one that I was introduced through.
Oh.
So I always call her my maker. You know, like vampires have a maker, you know, and you always love your maker.
Yeah. So she was, you were friends before.
No, I met her.
Oh, through
the through show. The show. And what happened was I met her and she was showing me this lot in this area. Telling where I live now. She was showing me a lot to build a house on. And then we ended up going for coffee afterwards. And
she's the one who sold you the lot?
No.
Oh.
But she showed me one.
Okay.
And then we went for coffee afterwards and she invited me to this party at Vicky's. And before we went to coffee, we were just sort of hanging out and talking. And she's a mom and she was so nice and so real and so not full of BS. And I sort of fell in love with her.
Yeah.
I had never watched the show.
She doesn't come off that way on TV.
Well, I had never watched the show before I joined the cast. And so I didn't have any preconceived notions of her. And look, you know, we've had our moments like all friends do in the last 5 years, but she's a really good friend. And I sort of have loved watching her
evolve.
Yeah. Over the last few years. And especially this season's interesting.
Is it? Oh, mm-hmm. I can't wait. I already watched the
go
first
ahead, next.
Two episodes. That's all I really wanted to... I mean, I obviously care about that whole cancer thing. That was just bananas.
Yeah, we could talk about that off camera.
That was crazy. I was like almost obsessed with it, like trying to find
everyone
out.
Everyone was.
He's such a like creep.
He's gross.
Gross.
We all agree that was no bueno. But now the thing is, you know, and the problem, because a lot of people say move on already, move on.
Right.
And but with Vicky, and you know, Vicky and Tamara and I always spoke. There was never a period of time where we weren't speaking. So
even off camera, you were friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, it wasn't necessarily the best conversations, but we were in communication when Brooks was, you know, revealing those phony medical records to E! News and all of that.
Oh my gosh.
It was
weird.
Insane. It was insane. So we were in contact. But now this season, what you're seeing is it's not about the cancer scam anymore. It's that, you know, at the reunion last year, Vicky said, yeah, I fabricated the story about Terry. I wanted sympathy. And then she took it all back.
Because she wanted to make everybody like him. And then if everybody wasn't liking him.
But I get that. And I'm okay with that.
No, I don't get that. That's weird.
Well, she, my feeling is, whether this is right or wrong, my feeling is that she was crazy in love with him. She didn't know. And at some point she figured it out and she was too far in.
Yeah.
That's what I think happened. And if she would just own that, and that's what we keep saying, and that's what you're seeing in these first couple of episodes that have aired, you know, that's what you're seeing. You're seeing us going, just admit it. We'll go, got it. Move on.
Mm-hmm. She's not going to do it. Well, I don't know. She might, but she doesn't.
Well, you're just going to have to.
I'm not. I can't.
Anyway, I'm so excited for you. I'm thrilled meeting you. Congratulations
thank
on
you,
all of your
you.
Success.
Thank you.
Check out Sabrina Soto's. Is it just the Sabrina Soto line?
Sabrina Soto line, Target and HSN. And then you can go to sabrinasoto.com for more information.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. And keep us updated on Olivia sleeping.
I will.
Okay. I'm going to call you.
I know.
Everyone is talking about Skinny Mint. What is Skinny Mint? It's a highly effective, all-natural ingredient, two-step tea detox program. They are the largest and original two-step detox. That's tea plus detox program. How does it work? So easy. Step one is your morning boost. You drink it every morning, and it's a combination of high-performing ingredients designed to make you feel amazing. It tastes fresh, fruity, and delicious. Step two is your night cleanse. You drink it every other night, and it helps to naturally cleanse the body. It contains ingredients that soothe and naturally detox the body. So get the body you want in 28 days with the original two-step tea detox program. With just two easy steps, one morning boost in the morning and one night cleanse every other night. It's expertly formulated with all natural ingredients and it tastes so good. And this highly effective formula was designed to increase energy and naturally cleanse the body with no dieting, no crazy workouts, just real results. Over 500,000 satisfied customers worldwide and, listen to this, free delivery worldwide. So kickstart a healthy lifestyle with Skinny Mint today. Visit www.skinnymint.com and use my code Heather to get 20% off. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
All right, so what do we have today for Heather Dubrow's World?
Okay, so it's Dear Heather from Marcella, and it says, love the podcast and love, love, love your hair in the first episode of this season's RHOC. Do you use hair extensions? Do you do any kind of clear sealant? How do you get such strong and shiny hair?
Oh, thank you. No, I don't wear hair extensions in general. I will pop a few in for a party if I want some extra volume for just a different look. But on a day-to-day basis, I don't wear hair extensions. My trick for shiny hair is to do a cold rinse. Not that fun in the shower, but to do an icy cold rinse really leaves your hair super, super shiny.
Oh, nice. This is from Lacey, and she's from Illinois, and it says, Dear Heather, it's kind of in the same family. Love your podcast. Did not know you had one until 2 weeks ago and listened to it nonstop. I have now caught up and need to know what leave-in conditioner you're using when you go to the beach / pool. I live vicariously through you.
Oh, that's so sweet. I mean, you can really just use any of them. I mean, of course, if you have colored hair, you want to use one that's good for color, a more moisturizing one if your hair is drier. So I don't really think it matters which one you're using. I mean, I've talked about that Grow Gorgeous serum that I like a lot, and they make a really nice conditioner. And so does Unite. They make a good one. There's a lot of really good products on the market. But honestly, you can even just, it could be your regular drugstore or conditioner.
Oh, good. And here's the last one. It's from Grace, and she's from Tampa, Florida. It says, Dear Heather, I look forward to listening to your podcast every week. I love it. I am currently interviewing potential contractors, designers to remodel our kitchen and bathrooms. I know you are close to moving into your new house. Any tips or insights you could give me about contractors or home renovations would be great.
Oh, wow. Well, what a great question for today. With our guest. Yeah. You know, it's hard. It's hard to know. I would say definitely, you know, go online and read reviews of builders. Try to talk to clients that they've had and really get a sense of how they worked. Check your contracts. Make sure everyone has a clear understanding of budget. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing. When we started building our last, not this house, but the last one, we had hired a contractor and we had talked about the budget. And within the first 4 months, every single price that he was giving us was so over budget, we never would have been able to finish or move in the house.
Wow.
It was crazy. Jeez. And Terry moved really swiftly, and I agreed to switch contractors. Mm. And that's, you know, what made our house able for us to move in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It is crazy. And even with decorators, you know, you can, you know, call the local associations, you can ask them for referrals. Just like when you're hiring help for your house, it's the same thing. You should always check referrals and see how these people work, see if they have Yelp reviews, although you can't always go by the Yelp reviews, but it doesn't hurt to look.
That's great.
And you have to go with your instinct.
Yep.
Because if you feel like you're talking to someone and they understand and get what you're saying, then that's the way to go.
All right. Well, that's all for today.
Okay. Fantastic. What a fun show. And I hope everyone has a great week. Don't forget, if you are going to be shopping on Amazon, you can go to heatherdubrow.com. And there is a direct link where you'll be using your Heather Dubrow's World banner. And you'll be supporting our show and keeping podcasting for free. We're going to be announcing dates soon for our live tour. But if you missed out on the sold out Irvine show in July, you can get tickets for December 15th at the Grove in Anaheim by going to axs.com or the Anaheim Grove website. And listen, go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Our reviews are our ratings. And when we get those ratings from you, it helps us so much. So please go leave us a great 5-star review. We love hearing from you. Want to hear what you want to hear more of. And thanks again for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.